Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, December 4th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipaulmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipaulmedia.com. Leading off today, environmentalists are asking the SEC to examine Procter & Gamble's wood pulp supply chain claims. Also making headlines this past week, Domtar has announced a CEO transition plan. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, December 2nd at 52.79, down 15 points or 0.3% from the November 25th close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 4-3 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 1%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Veritiv up 6.1%, followed by Packaging Corporation of America, gaining 3.6%. The biggest decliner was Glatfelter, down 10.8% for the week. Over the past year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top performer, gaining 50%, while the deepest decliner was Glatfelter, down by 79%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P tracker is up 1%, while the PM40 is up 2.2%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failurepreventionprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Shanghai. Suzano breaks ground on its innovability hub development in China. Is that really even a word? On November 29th, Suzano China Innovability Hub, Suzano's first R&D and innovation center in Asia,
commenced construction at its Zhangjing Science City in Shanghai. After its completion, the Innovability Hub will act as a dedicated center to developing new bio-based materials and applications, as well as for cooperating with partners in China and overseas to drive sustainability development through Innovability. With an investment of over $10 million U.S. dollars, the Innovability Hub will mainly consist of an advanced laboratory, an interactive experience center, and various collaboration spaces. Construction is expected to be completed by the first half of 2023. The word Innovability stands for the pursuit of sustainable solutions through innovation, a core concept which Suzano's business strategy is founded on. Dateline Burnaby, British Columbia. Interfor completes acquisition of Chaleur Forest Products. Interfor announced last week that it has completed the previously announced transaction to acquire 100% of equity interest and entities comprising Chaleur Forest Products in New Brunswick, Canada, from an affiliate of Kilmer Group. Now, Interfor also announced that it is priced $200 million U.S. dollars in additional long-term debt financing with Prudential Private Capital. The senior secured notes will carry an annual interest rate of 7.06% and have a final maturity in 2023. All other terms remain consistent with Interfor's existing senior secured notes, the company said. The financing is expected to close in early December, and the proceeds will be used to finance the Chaleur acquisition and for general corporate purposes. Dayline Helsinki. Stora Enso receives approval for the acquisition of Dijong Packaging Group. Smurvica announced it has received regulatory approval from the EU Commission to proceed with the acquisition of Dijong Packaging Group, which was announced in September of 2022. Closure of the transaction is still ongoing and is expected to be finalized at the beginning of 2023. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dateline Midlothian, Texas. Innis Incorporated acquires School Photo Marketing. Innis Incorporated announced its acquisition of School Photo Marketing in Morganville, New Jersey. School Photo Marketing provides printing, yearbook publishing, and marketing-related services to more than 1,400 school and sports photographers servicing schools around the country. Kevin Walter, Chairman, President, and CEO of Innis Incorporated, said, quote, "We are delighted and pleased to have the opportunity to bring School Photo Marketing, their employees, their customers, into the Innis family. This addition brings with it many exciting possibilities to service this new channel with products produced through Innis manufacturing operations," end of quote. School Photo Marketing operates through a similar wholesale manufacturer distributor end user channel as Innis currently operates. School Photo Marketing specializes in serving photo labs as well as school and sports photographers by expanding their reach and becoming an invaluable asset to their business. Upon closing, operations will continue to operate as School Photo Marketing in their current locations. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, New York. Environmentalists ask SEC to examine P&G's wood pulp supply chain claims. An international environment advocacy group this past Wednesday asked the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission to evaluate whether Procter & Gamble Company's claims that its wood pulp suppliers' practices help keep forests intact are misleading to investors. Now, the Natural Resources Defense Council, also affectionately known as the NRDC, said in a letter to the SEC that it has been scrutinizing P&G's disclosures and has concluded that the company's statements that it prohibits the degradation of forests are, quote-unquote, implausible. The advocacy group wrote that P&G's claims could be materially misleading to investors because the company sources from pristine forests and from areas that are habitats for caribou. P&G annually purchases more than 1 million metric tons of wood pulp, which come from trees, obviously, to make Charmin toilet paper, Bounty paper towels, and Puffs tissues. Now, P&G has been under pressure from the NRDC and other environmentalists for the last few years to use more recycled materials in its products. P&G declined to comment. The SEC did not immediately respond to a request for comment. NRDC wants the SEC, the main U.S. markets regulator, to consider appropriate enforcement action or require P&G to update its statements to investors. Dateline Fort Mill, South Carolina. Domtar announces CEO transition plan. Domtar Corporation announced that President and CEO John Williams' retirement date will be June 30, 2023. Williams has planned to leave the company after 14 years in his leadership role. However, he will continue as a part-time advisor regarding strategic growth opportunities. And additionally, to continue Domtar's forward momentum, Steve Henry, currently Senior Vice President of Packaging, has been appointed to the role of Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer effective immediately. As EVP and COO, Henry will lead the pulp, paper, and packaging operations and commercial functions at Domtar, while Williams will continue to lead all corporate functions until his retirement. Williams has served as Domtar's president and CEO since 2009. Dayline Vancouver, Western Forest Products to temporarily reduce lumber production levels in December. Western Forest Products Incorporated says it will temporarily reduce its lumber production levels for the rest of the year. The Vancouver-based forest products company says the reduction will amount to about 200 million fewer board feet. It says the reduction is being made to manage inventory levels to current market conditions. Now, the reduction will be spread across its British Columbia manufacturing business through December, but will not interrupt remanufacturing or shipping operations. Lumber production at the impacted sites will resume in January of 2023, and the company says it will keep evaluating market conditions to balance production and demand. You know what that means, folks? It means reduced production could continue if warranted. Now, Western has a lumber capacity in excess of 1 billion board feet from 7 sawmills and operates 4 remanufacturing facilities and 2 glulam manufacturing facilities. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Paparitalo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Paparitalo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Alabama. Georgia Pacific to invest $160 million in its Brewton, Alabama mill. Georgia Pacific's Brewton Containerboard Mill announced plans to invest $160 million to modernize its operations. Construction is slated to start next year, with an estimated startup by spring of 2024. Engineering and procurement efforts are already underway. Now, the scope of the project includes replacing 2 end-of-life lime kilns with a new modern kiln, construction of several chemical processing assets, and the addition of automation and electrical upgrades. Mark Martin, Mill Vice President and General Manager, said that the work is a big investment for Brewton. He says, quote, "This is a significant investment for Brewton and will build upon the transformative operations, advancements, that is, gosh, that have been made here in the recent years. It reinforces Georgia Pacific's long-term operations plan and our commitment to the Brewton community and the region." End of quote. Dateline Lake Charles, Louisiana. Man injured in accident at Packaging Corporation of America mill in DeRidder, Louisiana. The Beauregard Parish Sheriff's Office is investigating an accident at the PCA mill in DeRidder. According to Sheriff Mark Hertford, a man was injured between a truck and a trailer. He was treated at a local hospital and was released around 5:30 p.m. local time. Hertford also said that the man is not an employee of PCA. Now, PCA was fined $2.5 million in 2017 when 3 workers were killed in an explosion at the DeRidder mill. Music. Dayline Weed, California. More Northern California victims who lost homes in the mill fire sue lumber mill owner. Another lawsuit has been filed against the company that owns a Northern California lumber mill linked to a deadly wildfire that destroyed dozens of homes in this past summer. A complaint was filed in San Francisco Superior Court that alleges that Roseburg Forest Products Company conducted operation at its mill in a reckless manner that they knew or should have known caused an unreasonable risk of a catastrophic fire. Now, the lawsuit, filed November 18th by attorneys with the law firm Parkinson Benson Potter on behalf of eight plaintiffs, accuses Roseburg of numerous transgressions, including negligence, as well as health and safety violations. The plaintiffs are homeowners and renters whose homes were destroyed by the mill fire, including an 88-year-old woman who, according to the lawsuit, was injured while evacuating and continues to struggle with nightmares, PTSD, and related emotional trauma. It is at least the fourth civil lawsuit to be brought against Roseburg in connection with the mill fire. The 3,935-acre wildfire was sparked September 2nd near the city of Weed, destroyed more than 115 structures and killing two residents. Now, the latest lawsuit names Roseburg as well as the mill's safety and operations managers as defendants, claiming the company and its management have deliberately and repeatedly prioritized profits over safety. The suit seeks compensation for property damage and medical expenses, as well as punitive damages. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.